Alfred Sheffield. I'm 66. I started out in Progress Village in 1960. It was our first house. Prior to that, we were living in Central Park Village in downtown Tampa, which is no longer there now. We were moving out of the city into what we thought was the woods. As kids, the first time we saw the house, and we were walking around as kids, and we were running through the house and opening doors and closing doors and playing with the light switches and, you know, all the things the kids do when they're so young. And I remember the first night in our new house, it was pitch black in that neighborhood because there were no street lights. And my brother was very afraid, and he was crying, and he kept saying that he wanted to go home, which was back in Tampa. So it took him a while to get used to it, but I thought it was just the greatest thing since sliced bread. In no time, I was away from the house and exploring the neighborhood as a nine-year-old. I was always a wanderer, and all of the wildlife that we saw then, snakes and raccoons and skunks and big bullfrogs. And at night, the sky was just dotted all night with lightning bugs, which you don't see anymore. I remember the first big event in that house was Hurricane Donna. I remember how worried my father was about the new carport that he had just added on to the house. And he was afraid that the roof would blow away in the wind. And I remember helping my dad tie down the roof of the carport with a garden hose that he slung under the car parked under it so that it wouldn't blow away. And it probably would have, because I remember he and I were out looking at it when the storm was at its highest and the roof was moving. So he had the intuition to prevent that. Yeah. I stayed in Tampa until 1969, graduated from Brandon High, enlisted in the Navy, was in the Vietnam War, ended up in California, a place I always wanted to live. My mother contracted Alzheimer's, and so I moved back in 2009 to take care of her, to my childhood home, which I'm living in now. I took care of her for 5 years. She died, and now I have the house. And so I have since remodeled the house. There's still a carport. What I'm noticing in Progress Village now, of course, Progress Village started out as an all-black community. At that time when we moved in, even with segregation, blacks could get very good jobs in Tampa. My dad always had a very good job. He was a truck driver all of his life, and he drove the big semi-trucks. And my mother worked as a domestic worker. And so between those two incomes, they could educate their kids properly and raise them and clothe them and feed them and encourage them to make something out of their lives. However, through the years, so many people have run into very hard economic times, and progressively, what had happened in Progress Village is that so many, because of that, they were not able to maintain their homes or even keep their homes. So the neighborhood took a hit, became depressed, doesn't look nearly as nice as it looked many years ago when we first moved into the village. And so it's kind of sad to see that because it really was a great community at one time, but just leave something a bit to be desired now. I take care of my house, and I maintain the yard because that was my mother's passion, and so that's something that I still do, and I love my yard. What I have noticed, though, it's interesting, is that more white people are moving into Progress Village, something I never thought would happen in my lifetime, but I'm seeing that more and more. I think that's a great thing. Why shouldn't we coexist as a community of people, no matter who we are or where we're from? And I think it can only help the community economically. I have talked to some neighbors that have expressed concerns about that, but I don't agree with them. But I don't know if the village will ever make it or not. I don't think it'll ever be the community that it once was. But also, if you've probably noticed around this community, when Progress Village was conceived and built, it was the only community in his area. There was nothing else here. It was just all cow pastures and woods. Whereas now, we're surrounded by new communities. I would not be surprised if at some point Progress Village may become non-existent and that all these homes will be bought up in the interest of building a better community. The stories will stay alive because that is historical, especially since Progress Village was Tampa's first low-cost housing suburb.